This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Decades of public lands planning were overturned in a day when Congress voted to nullify three Bureau of Land Management plans. On the sagebrush plains of eastern Montana, cattle graze alongside mule deer and pump jacks rise from coal seams. For nearly a decade, the details about the use and the future of this landscape was hammered out in the Mile City Resource Management Plan, a compromise shaped by ranchers, Indian tribes, hunters, energy companies, and conservationists. But with one vote in Washington, Congress has thrown that bargain into doubt, and with it, decades of public lands decisions across the West. The Miles City Plan was finalized in November 2024 after years of debate and litigation as one of the nation's largest resource management plans, governing 12 million acres of BLM land and 55 million acres of federal mineral estate across eastern Montana. But on September 3rd, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to overturn three Bureau of Land Management plans, including the Miles City Plan, under the Congressional Review Act. It's the first time the law has ever been applied to land use planning. Resource management plans serve as guidelines for how the BLM manages the public lands under its purview. The plans are developed through a lengthy process that combines local and tribal input with environmental review under the National Environmental Policy Act. The goal is to create a blueprint for multiple use management, balancing economic activities such as grazing and oil and gas development with other concerns, including wildlife habitat, outdoor recreation, and conservation. In Montana, the disappearance of that blueprint will have immediate consequences. Ranchers face uncertainty on how many cattle they can run, when their permits might be renewed, and what will happen during a serious drought. Tribal cultural sites are likely to be left unprotected and years of tribal consultation overridden. Conservation groups warn that congressional vetoes could sideline science-based safeguards for vulnerable habitats. In Miles City, the resource management plan would have reformed coal seam leases near the Powder River Basin. Without those reforms, habitat for elk, mule deer, sharp-tailed grouse, and pheasants could be fragmented by new energy development. The Miles City Plan's undoing sets a dangerous precedent. Land Tawney of American Hunters and Anglers said, "It's disregarding all the conservations that have happened on the ground. That balance sometimes isn't perfect for everybody, but it's a path forward for all." Janine Alderson, a rancher based near Burney, Montana, said that local ranchers are deeply concerned. "The biggest reality is the uncertainty because we're doing this for the long haul," Alderson said. She fears it will just create an endless cycle of litigation that could grind grazing permits to a halt. The way in which the resource management agreements were nullified is strange, too. The 1996 Congressional Review Act allows Congress to overturn agency rules within a 60-day window using only a simple majority, bypassing the filibuster. This is the first time that resource management plans have ever been treated as rules. Some see this as the latest attempt by the Trump administration to hollow out public lands protection by stripping authority from land management agencies and giving it to Congress instead. Montana Republican Representatives Troy Downing and Ryan Zinke, who have long styled themselves as advocates for small government and local control, both supported the resolution, which now heads to the Senate for a vote within 60 days. The opening of late voter registration begins October 7th at the Gallatin County Elections Office in the Gallatin County Courthouse, second floor, at 311 West Main Street in Bozeman. Voters who register during late voter registration will register and vote at the same time. The close of late voter registration is Monday, November 3rd. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.